站着的感觉不一样。
Yeah.
Looking at how biometric features can be binarized such that they can be used for,
yes.
For template protection.
Yes.
For purposes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I will present my recent work on about a novel binarization scheme for real-world biometric features. What I talk in my presentation consists of five aspects, including introduction, related work, and the proposed scheme, and about the experimental results. So please firstly say introduction. Okay, what's the biometric binarization? Why we need biometric binarization? As we know, the secure use of the biometric data is fundamental in biometric system. However, the leakage of biometric template information consists of threats to personal privacy. Biometric template protection is essential for both integrity of biometric systems and the privacy of users. More importantly, the binary features representation is always required to integrate the cryptographic technology with biometrics. And the biometric binarization, in fact, is the feature type transformation that converts a special fact feature representation into a binary representation. So the transformed binary vectors should be high for both discriminate and privacy protection when they are employed as the input data for biometric crypt system. For biometric template protection, it's a fundamental issue to transform the real-world features vectors to binary vectors. In addition, the binary feature representation has other two advantages. For example, the compact storage of a biometric template and the rapid speed of biometric matching. So here I simply introduce the biometric crypt system. The biometric crypt system, BC, is also referred as a secure scratch with the hype data. In biometric crypt system, the secure scratch is extracted by bundling the template with a key and storing it into the database instead of the original template, biometric template. And the same key can be released from the reference template when the verification samples is sufficiently close to the template. It's also needed computational hard to recover or restructure the template from the secure scratch without the generic user's biometric information or feature. Here is a well-known biometric crypt system, fuzzy community scheme. As shown in figure one, I explained how the biometric crypt system works. It includes two stages. For enrollment phase, a random key generated from a random number generated, and ECC code, where ECC denotes error correction code. ECC encoder encode the key to open the ECC code C, and a binary feature, biometric binary feature vector FB will exclusive OR with C to get the hyped data or the secured sketch W. And the W and the hash value of key will store in the biometric database instead of the original template. When in the verification stage, a new biometric feature vector FB astrophy extract from biometric samples and exclusive OR with W to open the code, the ECC code C astrophy. We ECC decode the C astrophy to get the value of K astrophy. If the Hamming distance of binary feature vector between FB and FB astrophy is smaller than the error correction capacity of ECC code, so the K pair, the K astrophy will be the same with the K, and the hash value of K astrophy will the same with hash K. So the final decision of genuine or imposter is based on the whether hash K is same, and they should be bitwise identical. And we can see from the figure, for all from the biometric crypt system, the same key can be released from the reference template. And when the proper biometric sample sufficiently close to the enrollment biometric factor FB. In this biometric systems, it needs the help with the ECC and the error correction code technology. So this is all about the biometric crypt system. Because the real-world representation is still the most popular in the current biometric feature extraction technology. For example, our face, fingerprint, voice, and signature, they are all extracted as the biometric features in the real-world representation. So we work on the biometric binarization scheme that transforms the vector from the real-world to the binary-world representation for biometric tamper protection. our main object of biometric binarization is to preserve the original biometric recognition performance without compromising the security and the privacy of the user. We further introduce the related works about the current binarization methods. In general, the existing binarization method can be mainly classified in two types, static binarization and dynamic binarization. There are three types of method for static binarization, including threshold-based, EQVs, and EQ-probable binarization method. The threshold binarization method maps each original feature components into intervals labeled by 0 or 1 based on a given threshold. And the EQV binarization approach maps each feature component to a fixed length of bits through the creating equal partition in feature space. And the last equal probable binarization method makes the output binary values equal probable. But however, there are some limitations in this method. The threshold-based binarization is always difficult to select the best threshold to achieve a better or best optimal performance. The EQVS technology is also sensitive to the defined width of the interval. And the equal proper binarization method may be leakage the probability density of original features. Another type of binarization is dynamic binarization. Because the discriminative components of original features show some relative importance during the biometric matching, the dynamic binarization approach have been proposed according to the discriminative of the feature components. In fact, the dynamic binarization is an optimization technology on original feature space to minimize the false match rate, FMR, and false no match, FNMR. For example, it's devoted to optimize the mineral, the area and the FNMR curves for the Hamming distance classifier. And it will allocate more bits to more discriminated feature components for a higher recognition performance. There's still a risk in dynamic binarization, that is, would be reveal additional information about the importance of each component in the feature space. There is other some limitation for the dynamic binarization. So we can make a simple summary about the related work, that is, this method have to exploit the intra-class user feature data distribution or user-specific dependencies. And there is also a potential defect that the explorer of the probability destination or mass on the intra-class feature data could be a clue to advisory. And therefore, our object is to open an opt binary vector of any given length based on random projection and the random SVM classifier to improve the security and the privacy of biometric binarization instead of depending on the feature data distribution. Random projection is a promising tool that can project the original data vector onto a random subspace using a projection matrix. And random projection can preserve the distance well. For example, the original feature intra variation is preserved well, exactly managing the project inter-class variation. In general, our contribution can be described as the follow. we propose our proposed binarization scheme can preserve the discriminant of original feature components as much as possible. And the random projection in the proposed binarization scheme offers a promising privacy protection for user biometrics. Here, a random support vector machine SVM classifier is applied to open the binary vectors, and we can impose the randomness of the output binary vector for a biometric crypto system. Here, where we show the framework of the proposed scheme. The real-world feature we denote as F is extracted from biometric samples via the feature extraction steps. a random projection we see here, random projection is an equation. Here, R is the projection matrix. It's neither Grandmer, Smith, orthogonal random matrix. And the random projection approach is applied to the project to extract a real-world feature vector with a random matrix related to user itself. In the same time, a SVM classifier is trained in advance by both random input real-world vector and the random output label vector. This trained SVM, random SVM classifier can output a different binary string depending on the input value feature vector. Okay, we can see in the projection matrix R and the random class SVM classifier will be stored as the hyper data in the database for biometric matching. The template security can be guaranteed by the keeping secret secret about the projection matrix, and it also can generate unlinkable template with different user-specific project matrix. Here, we show how to generate a random SVM classifier. It includes two stages. In first stage, we training a SVM classifier use the random real-world vector X and the random binary class labels Y. And the training set of pairs is XI, YI, I from 1 to M, where the random XI following a Gauss distribution. Here is it. And the YI follows a uniform distribution. Here, in the second stage, and the SVM classifier is used to opt the binary vector B according to the input vector V. And the input vector V is from the project result. Here, we use the biometric feature vector and with the random projection matrix R to obtain the project feature V. And we input V to the SVM classifier. And finally, we can get the binary vector B. More importantly, the SVM classifier is trained by the random feature vectors X and Y that are independent of the general biometric feature vectors. And the training vector X and Y can be discarded to preserve the security and the user privacy after we train the SVM classifiers. The classification results depends on the SVM classifier S, and it means the binary vector corresponding to a real world vector is unknown until the SVM classifier S is defined. Oh, now we gave some experimental results about our proposed scheme. We carry on the experiments on several biometric data sets, including face, fingerprint, finger V, and finger knock print FKP. And in the table one, we show the original feature recitation of different biometric trees in the experiment. The ER is equal error rate. The better recognition performance means lower ER. We can see from the table one, the face and the figure in, the face and the figure in have the better have the better recognition performance than other two biometric trees. So the lower ER is the better. And the original feature representation for face is and the 256 dimensional real world vector, and the other three biometric trees are the same dimension real world feature vector. It's all 128. We call the baseline method or baseline performance as the original feature representation. We also call the verification performance of the proposed the binarization without the RP operation as the baseline two method. Here, the output binary vector can be also opened by the original feature vector and a random SVM classifier without applying the RP operation. For this case, the random SVM classifier should be trained by the random vector X and Y and have the same dimension as the original feature vector. We should note that the both RP matrix, the projection, random projection matrix R and the SVM classifier S are different for each subject in the experiments. And we found the MLP kernel function in SVM is inferior of the proposed scheme. And the pyramids is the kernel function execution is as this. And the gamma and R pyramids we set at default at one. Table one and fig three shows the open ER with different projection dimensionality M and by the proposed scheme. Fig 3 also shows the ROC curves of the binary feature vector with different dimensionality. It shows that the proposed scheme outperforms the baseline 1 and baseline 2 method. When the dimensionality M is not less than original that of original vector vector. When M, for example, when M is more than 256, it will get better ER or better recognition performance. It also shows that the large M, ensure a clear separation between the inter-use and the inter-use in Hamming distance distribution. We further gave the figures about inter-user and inter-user Hamming distance distribution for the different biometric trees. and it keeps insight from the figures, figure four. The inter-class and inter-class distribution can better separately as M increase. And the lower ER and the better verification, verification performance are obtained. And this is because of the random projection fact of praising of intra-user verification, where I'm finding the inter-user variation will mapping onto uncorrected random binary sequence and with the help of SIM classifier. From the figures, we can see all the inter-user distribution are moved. I move to the center of 0.5. It means a high level randomization or in the distribution. However, the intra-use, we can see in the left, the intra-use distribution is shrunk when M is enlarged. When M is large, it means the intra-user and the inter-user distribution can be separated well when M increase. Okay, with our conclusion, by using appropriate dimensional of the binary vector, the verification performance of the proposed scheme can be better than original baseline performance. And our scheme achieved a better biometric recognition performance and optical security. More importantly, our approach is independent of the feature data distribution. And we can generate any given length as input for biometric crypt system without a feature selection or discriminant feature selection. And from the experiment results, we can see the verification performance of the proposed scheme is superior to the original baseline performance. Oh, that's all. Thank you for attention. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Fingerprint features. As we know, the fingerprint features always in the manual sharp representation. It's a point size. But for the proposed scheme, we can only use the revealed features for fingerprint. So we use the finger code features is of fingerprint. It's not manual sharp. It's not a point size. It's also a revealed feature. If we use the finger code features, we can generate the fixed length of fingerprint feature. For temporal protection, we just generate a binary vector for the biometric temporal protection. You know? Okay. This one? Line? No. It's from, it's a comparison between the real world representation and the binary representation in feature vectors. So, in the table one, we can see baseline one method is in the real world feature representation, and M is the projection dimension from the random projection. M is increased, and we can get better EER and the better verification performance. Okay. Yeah.
How about the time it takes?
The time is decided by the random projection computation. You know, the large M, it means we need more computation time for generator and the larger binary vector. So, for training SVM, it's not important. It's very, very quickly. But we need to generate the binary vector from the input real world factor. So if we use the larger binary vector, we need more computer time. Okay. Linear, because we use the random projection.
More
Thank you.